I know that I like to walk, but I think what I like about walking is that I get to think. At least 8 hours per day, I'm tied to a computer. And I say at least because I hold down several jobs and volunteer positions, and let's face it, I like to write. And writing these days means being tied to a computer. But walking gives me the freedom to explore themes that rattle around in my head, but are typically blocked by things like deadlines and reports and grant applications and submissions, what I do for a living. The funny thing is that in the end, sometimes my thinking while walking generates new ideas that lead to grant applications and deadlines and reports. If I'm helping a nonprofit get ahead, I consider that to be a good day's walk. But as I walk, I like to think. I like to think that 100 years from now, my descendants will walk the same trails. I like to think that they may have some notion that sometime decades earlier, somebody who looked like them, loved pizza like them, and loved the South Shore like them, walked the same trails. I like to think about the people who walked these trails before I did. I like to think about the forethought they had to save these lands for us all, so that we could smell the wildflowers, watch the sunsets, hear the crickets chirping, and feel the power of the ocean crashing against the shore. I like to think that these things will be available to all, eternally. I like to think that I'm making a difference like they did, or that maybe someday I will. I like the freedom of walking in the woods in Abington, on the beach in Plymouth, or along the North River in Norwell. I love the sensory prompts I get from finding an old stone wall in Kingston, an old foundation in the forest in Hingham. I like the feeling that I'm just the latest in a long chain of explorers, wandering aimlessly around the South Shore. And I like to think that I'm inspiring you to do the same, and to pass your passions onto future generations. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 95.9WATD.com.